It's Monday, December 16th, 2024, and here's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Police investigating after two people found dead on Sunday at a residence north of Chautauqua. A new Medicaid housing benefit program starts in February. State lawmakers considered a bill creating a sandhill crane hunt, and Wisconsin's outdoor recreation tourism industry sets a record. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Two people found dead at a residence north of Chautauqua Sunday afternoon, and police are investigating. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald said on Sunday, just before 1 p.m., a caller to 911 reported a woman on the ground in a pool of blood. Police responded with the armored Bearcat vehicle to the residence north of Chautauqua. The woman was found deceased. Inside the residence, a man was found dead. Fitzgerald said there was no threat to the public. Sheriff's Department detectives and the State Patrol were working the investigation. The sheriff said police had responded to the same residence in September for a domestic disturbance. No victim names have been released, pending notification to family. The Department of Health Services is unveiling a new initiative to provide housing support services in Wisconsin to Medicaid members. Medicaid Director Bill Hanna says it launches February 1st of 2025.
The benefit will help people do housing consultations and transition supports, right, to help that individual move into housing, as well as we'll provide some initial startup funds.
Wisconsin Medicaid members must be at least 18 years old, experiencing or be at risk of homelessness, and have a substance use or mental health condition. A legislative study committee on sandhill cranes has made its recommendation. Bob Haig tells us more.
The panel of lawmakers, ag, and conservation groups last week advanced a draft bill that would authorize sandhill crane hunting and fund compensation to farmers for crop losses, State Senator Romaine Quinn of Cameron.
I think politically our best opportunity for any movement, for any group, is the combined bill.
But State Senator Mark Spreitzer of Beloit doesn't see a bill that includes hunting passing.
Just political realities, I do not think a bill to hunt sandhill cranes is going to become law in the next 2 years.
The panel voted against a standalone crop damage support bill and did not vote at all on a bill for a standalone hunt. The combined bill will go to the legislature's budget committee for consideration. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Oshkosh Corporation's production of new delivery vehicles for the U.S. Postal Service is off to a rocky start. Terry Kovarik delivers a story.
In an investigative story, the Washington Post reports Oshkosh has delivered just 93 of the 3,000 next-generation delivery vehicles that were expected by the end of November. The story cites internal documents and communications from the company, blaming the delays on an inability to calibrate the vehicle's airbags, leaking chassis, and problems securing bodies from Challenge Manufacturing in Michigan. Those issues were reportedly kept from the Postal Service by Oshkosh executives. The report also claims the Oshkosh plant in Spartanburg, South Carolina, is producing just one NGDV a day instead of the 80 that were expected by this point. The story quotes an Oshkosh employee as saying, "This is the bottom line. We don't know how to make a damn truck," end quote. The Oshkosh Corporation has not issued any statements in regard to the Washington Post story. The value of that Postal Service contract could reach $10 billion. In Oshkosh, Terry Kovarik, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The economic impact of Wisconsin's outdoor recreational tourism industry breaks a record. Ted Allen tells us more.
Governor Tony Evers' office announced Tuesday the $11.2 billion the industry contributed to the state's gross domestic product in 2023 was a 9.4% increase in comparison to 2022. Numbers from the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis show that outdoor recreation tourism also supported nearly 97,000 jobs in the state. That's a 3.4% jump from the previous year. Sectors of the industry making substantial contributions include multi-use apparel and accessories, motorcycling, ATV operation, boating, and fishing. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Monday.